Harp, do you want to read the pertinent parts of this?
Sure, Mr. Chairman. This is an ordinance to amend the Code of Sussex County, Chapter 115, Zoning, Article 21, Signs, Section 159.5B1. It is for a very narrow portion of the sign ordinance that at least three of the members were before last year when we had several public hearings on that before you all and council. The process led to what was the introduction and approval of a sign ordinance effective in October. Through that process, and I recognize that Commissioner Hopkins and Commissioner Hoy Stevenson were not on the commission at the time, it was a very lengthy process and it was a fairly significant overhaul of that sign ordinance. So rather than discussing the entirety of that sign ordinance, we have picked a section that had come to the attention of staff where there was a bit of a concern and looked at that as something that potentially could be corrected. The issue that we have is in regards to off-premise signs, also known as billboards, and on-premise signs. On-premise signs being, you know, the one that you would have for advertisement of your business on site. The issue that came up, there had been some discussions at various points in time throughout the public hearing process, and different suggestions had been made about ways to address it. And ultimately, what was the product at the end result was that an off-premise sign would not be allowed to be erected within 50 feet of an on-premise sign, and that an on-premise sign would not be allowed to be erected within 50 feet of an off-premise sign. That process in that verbiage came about because there at different times had been kicked around the idea of saying you couldn't put an off-premise sign within 50 feet of an on-premise sign, but you could put an on-premise sign within 50 feet of an off-premise sign. And I know that seems like it may not make much of a difference, but what has the problem that's come up, I think in the case that, or cases perhaps, has come before staff, at least one case that we know of, there are existing billboards which are either non-conforming because they're so old, or they're just non-conforming due to the change in the sign ordinance. And that meaning that they are closer to the side yard setback than is now allowed. And as you can note here, the side yard setback is 50 feet. So the idea being, well, you shouldn't have a problem putting your on-premise sign within 50 feet away from an off-premise. The problem is that there are times where there may be an off-premise sign on a neighboring parcel that makes it difficult for you as a business owner to put an on-premise sign on your own parcel. So that's where this has kind of come up. So the introduction that we made earlier this summer was that we would essentially allow for the placement of an on-premise sign within 50 feet of an off-premise sign to avoid that type of problem coming up where somebody can't do something because of that. That's done on their neighbor. So very simple yet very technical proposed change to the ordinance here before you.
At least it's not how many pages long was the original one?
Well, and you don't need a flow chart to follow it.
That's
so
right, absolutely.
We did try to make it narrow in that regard, Mr. Chairman.
Jamie, I have a question about sign. If you have a building that's a store and it has a sign, you know, John's store, then you have a billboard, an off-premise sign, it's a billboard for another company. Does that count as a sign,
well,
billboard only?
I think what we're looking at was in the instance of where there is a an on-premise sign specifically. We're really looking at ground signs, so ones that are up on the with a pole and what have you.
One comes to my mind right now with a store and an off-premise sign.
Yeah, and there are those businesses that exist now which, they're all over the place, especially down in the Lewis Rehoboth area where you'll see a billboard already on an existing property. And then it becomes, well, if somebody has one on their property that had been there and had been there for a while, and now they just want to put up a new sign to advertise their business, are they going to be able to do that? Ms. Cornwell may have some information about how staff has encountered this. I know it came up at least once, so.
We have at least one application where the site is kind of a smaller site. It's an older parcel, and then they have a billboard that's close to being on the property line on the next door. So they need relief from the 50-foot separation distance because they can't quite meet it because they have such a small lot, and then the billboard is next door. So at the moment, we know of at least one, I think there's two, in which current new businesses cannot put up a ground sign because of the placement of a billboard on the neighboring property.
This would help them then retroactively?
Yes.
And they can't go to the Board of Adjustments to get a variance?
No.
Okay.
No, there were preclusions on issuances of variances for some portions of
right.
this.
Yeah. Any other questions, Mr. Wheatley?
No questions.
Hopkins?
No questions.
Yep.
None, thank you.
None, thanks.
Okay, this is an ordinance public hearing, so we don't do opposition or in favor. If you have an opinion on the ordinance change, you're welcome to come up. Anyone that would like to speak to the ordinance change? Seeing none, I'm going to close the public hearing, and we will move on to other business. The first item of other business is 2016-20, Donna Smith and Teresa Smith.
This is a final subdivision plan for the creation of a single lot subdivision. The plan proposes to subdivide 63.64 acres, more or less, into one single family lot, approximately 9/10 of an acre, more or less, with a residual parcel of land. The Planning Commission granted preliminary approval on April